Good morning. There is a story, I think it's an old folk story that was turned into a song a while back. But it's about an old woman that lived out in the countryside. And one morning, a particularly cool morning, she opened her front door and there was a snake on her doorstep. But because snakes are cold-blooded, and it was very cold that morning, it couldn't move. And I don't know if you've ever seen that, but they almost look like they're frozen. So she felt compassionate for this snake, and she brought it into her home to where it was warm. And the snake warmed up, and the woman was joyous because she saw the snake coming back to life. And then the snake bit her, and she died. You know, sometimes we do things without really thinking. Without really thinking and considering of all of the lessons in our lives and all of the lessons that we've learned. Now, the woman was a compassionate woman. She was a lover of nature. It was in her nature to help one of God's creatures. And she did. And of course, she made the wrong decision for her own life. But the snake's nature also is to bite. The snake's nature is to bite. The viper will bite and poison its prey or whoever it perceives to be its enemies. It's in the nature of the snake to do this. You know, what we have forgotten sometimes is that we have a nature, a Christian nature, a nature that has been given to us from Christ himself. A nature that says to love our enemies, to love our brothers and sisters. The bottom line of Christianity, the bottom line, the very simplest terms that we can describe Christianity in is love, compassion, and mercy. This is what Christ was. And this is what we are called to be as well. However, as we know, especially as Orthodox Christians know, it says there is a serpent called Islam. Now, I know that you're going to say, oh my goodness, you're an Islamophobe. Or, oh my goodness, this is something that we're not allowed to say. That's not politically correct to say that. But as Orthodox Christians, we have lived with the Islamic faith since its inception in the 7th century. And to us, every experience that we have had is that Islam is a serpent to us. We were tolerant always. The Christian nations were always tolerant to other faiths. We were also tolerant in the beginning to Islam. And Islam, of course, did not threaten directly Christians. It was against the pagans. So Muhammad was initially against the pagans and trying to bring them to a faith. However, that didn't last long. After his death, then immediately, and as the Quran says, it says they must. Islam is a faith that must take over the world, and it must make all people Islam, Muslims. This is what their faith is, the Islamization of the world. Christ taught us to Christianize the world. So many would say, well, Christianity is just like Islam. It says you're trying to do the same thing. Yes, but Christ told us to preach the gospel and then allow the person to decide themselves. If they decide, make them Christians. If they don't, you still love them. You still respect them. However, that's not the teachings of Muhammad. As we see it today, these are not just words of some crazy priest. We see it, witness it, open our eyes, and we will see that Islam in the world today is a serpent that has been allowed in to the Christian world, and this serpent will eventually bite. And it has, as we see in Europe and in this country. This is the nature of Islam. Now, some people say that Islam is a religion of peace. Well, in the Soviet Union, they would say that communism is a peaceful society. However, when push came to shove, they would say that communism will work and peace will be all over the world when the whole world is communist. And Islam says the same thing. We are a religion of peace. So, become Muslim and we will be peaceful. But until then, the goal is to Islamize the world. Now, I'm telling you this because not as a political statement. I'm not standing up here to tell you and talk about politics, even though it sounds like it. I'm telling you this because these are the facts of life today. Our Lord told us that when you see the leaves turning green on a tree, you know what season is coming. And he says, and you will know when the season is coming and when the fruit is going to bear. This is why I'm telling you this. I'm not telling you to go out and bomb mosques or to kill Muslims or to do anything like that. Our Lord has already instructed us to love our enemies. This is the hardest part of being a Christian, is that we have to love also even those who seek to destroy us. We know that our Lord had people that sought to destroy him, and he loved them. And he loved them. And he didn't do anything when they came to take him away, to torture him and to kill him. So I'm not telling you as a rise to action against Islam. I'm telling you because this is the coming of the new age, of the coming of Christ. These are the signs. As of a few years now, Christianity has been the number one faith in the world. So when Jesus sent his apostles out, us, into the world to make Christians of all of those who wanted to be Christians, we did a good job because the number one faith in the world is Christianity. However, the growth in Christianity has plateaued. There are no more Christians being made in masses. And for those Christians that are being made, the numbers that are leaving Christianity are equal to or greater than. So the world is saturated with Christianity. This should be a sign to all of us. The projections are that by the year 2050, 30 years from now, it says that Islam will be the number one religion in the world. So Islam is trying to defeat Christianity violently or any way else that it can. Now, this is not Father Steve's crazy talk. Look at history. Open your eyes. See what happened in Asia Minor. See what happened in the Middle East. is they are trying to wipe out Christianity. As soon as they get to become a majority, then everything has to be Islamic. We see that with Sharia law. And the Sharia law that is being imposed, even in some European districts of nations, they have gone to Sharia law. The whole nation will be Sharia law. Many say that by 2030, not even 15 years from now, that Europe will become a Muslim continent under Sharia law. Well, I'm not here to predict one way or the other, but what I'm saying is that we can see the growth of this faith, this anti-Christian faith. Don't be fooled. Don't be a fool by those who tell you that all faiths are the same, that we are all equal. I see these bumper stickers that say coexist. That's foolishness. You can only coexist when all wish to coexist. If one their goal is to completely annihilate the rest, then you cannot coexist. So we see a trend. We see what is happening. Now, I don't think personally that it can be stopped. Our Lord prophesied it. He said that these things will happen. And sooner or later, when Christianity has stopped growing, which is about today, that is when our Lord will return. Because the work of the church has been completed. His instructions have been fulfilled. And we are looking at those final days right now. I don't say it to bring fear into your heart. Actually, that's the good news, is that our Lord is going to return. However, I say it so that we will have our eyes open. Don't be blinded by this emotional compassion for the serpent. We will do our best to love our enemies. We will do our best to be merciful. We will do our best as Christians, as we always have for 2,000 years, to be merciful and compassionate. However, know that the nature of those that we are being compassionate for is like the nature of the snake, to destroy us. Our nature, as the old woman's nature, was to be compassionate. And we are compassionate. But the nature of our enemy is to destroy us. Our Lord will not allow that to happen. So we don't have to take up arms against them. We have to be patient and faithful that our Lord will come. And our Lord is coming. And there's no way around that, because he will not allow his children, he will not allow his church to be completely annihilated on this earth. The United States of America is the greatest and last hope for Christianity. Our great, wonderful nation. The nation that so many have fought for and died for, and we celebrate. We don't celebrate, but we remember their death on tomorrow, Memorial Day. So this was a great nation. But it is a great nation that our greatest weakness is our greatest strength. So as the lady had compassion, so we as Americans, as Christians, as a Christian nation, have compassion. and we allow all of the downtrodden and all of those people of the world that we feel sorry for. But we must know that ultimately these people will bring our own death and our own destruction. As Christians, we accept that because Jesus accepted that. As Christians, our Lord has taught us that a servant is not greater than his master. And the master endured these things, so the servants will endure these things. It is not easy being a Christian, and we will be tested, I think, in the very near future. And I hope that we will make the right decisions and we will go the right way so that we might enter the kingdom in the joy of our Lord, who will tell us, well done, good and faithful servants.